Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're back. Gostock Radio. Monday, 5:30 to 6 every week. Another episode of Sports Talk. Anything you want to talk about, fine with me. We got a lot on the agenda. We got a little hockey about the Penguins on the cusp of another cup. And we got Floyd over there taking calls. What do you think, Floyd? Say hi to the people.
What's up? Glad to hear you back.
It's my man, Floyd. Man in the phones. We got a lot to talk about. Penguins, 7-0 yesterday. Big winners. Unbelievable. Save some goals for tomorrow, guys. That's all I got to say. We got a trade rumor. Garrett Cole going to the Houston Astros, probably for two bums, two stiffs and a bag of balls, probably. No and nothing. He'll get some prospects down the road. They're 5 years away from being good. That's the rumor. And we got Steeler OTAs coming up this week. It's anxious to see if Martavis Bryant's back in the fold, how he's looking, and see how these rookies are looking. But watched that game yesterday, the Penguin game, and I was pretty shocked to see Penguins just ran them right out of the building. And a little poll here. Do you think the Penguins will wrap it up tomorrow, or do you think it'll go 7? Tell me what you think. You got a little poll going, see what's going. Hey, Floyd, hey, Don, how many people calling and say that about Penguins?
What do you want, Penguins in 7?
No. See who are... Oh, I don't want Penguins. I know they're going to win. If it takes 7 games, I think they'll win it. So, yeah. How about the Cup? You think they'll win the Cup?
I think so.
Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Let's go to the phones. We got, let me see... We got here.
How's it going? It's Dustin from Davenport. How's it going?
Good. How about Dustin from Davenport? Hey, Floyd, did you ever meet Dustin from Davenport?
Hi, Dustin. How you doing?
Good, good. It's what kind of permani sandwich does Floyd have this week?
What do you got there, Floyd?
Roast beef, coleslaw.
That's awesome.
You got roast beef and coleslaw, a lot of ketchup. It's all over the desk again. Slop.
I'll go with Pens and 7, like you said. I feel like after you whoop someone that bad, they're going to want, you know, I feel like Ottawa's going to take it to 7. But I feel like the Penguins will win the 7th game at home. After you get whooped that bad, I feel like this next game's going to be a big one. Lots of hits, lots of... You know, no one wants to get embarrassed like that. So,
so you think Ottawa will come back and win this game 6, and the Penguins will win it 7?
Win it 7. Just because even, typically in sports, once someone puts a whipping that bad on you, the next game, you know, after you get embarrassed like that, no one likes it. So I'm predicting.
Right.
Because it's in Ottawa, too. So they're going to have the fans, and they're going to have – But, I mean, it'd be nice if Penguins could win, get some rest, you know, win in 6. Predators, they play tonight, so we'll see if they could close out their series. But both of them are 3-2 in their series.
Yeah.
But it, going back to what you said about Garrett Cole, so you Astros are in the running. It's already early in the season. I mean, like you said, they're off to a terrible start, but so I mean, if he goes there, if you don't get anything for him, you know, put you back further.
I could trade, pick out any guy in that team and trade him because
yeah, that's sad.
They all stink. They all stink.
Yeah.
Hey, trade Kutch.
Floyd says they had a trade Kutch. I don't know. I think they will trade him.
I feel like it might be what if they trade those two, what it'd be a full rebuild then, right? Because I guess they're not winning with people, so they'd just go into tank mode, I guess, again. I mean, they're there right now.
Oh yeah, it'd be another 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it never ends here. It's just it's a vicious circle. It goes around and around, and it's like a tiger chasing its tail. It never catches it, and they'll never catch a World Series. Or you can believe that.
Yeah.
But I think Cole probably wants to go anyway.
Yeah, because I remember using
ass off.
I remember years ago, with that contract thing, I figured from that day forward he wanted out whenever they were going back and forth with the something about the money at the one time, about paying him something.
Last year, I feel like
when that happened, I said, oh, that's not good to us. As soon as this guy gets to take it out, he's going to take
right.
it. You know,
right.
He's going to be on his way. As soon as I knew it, as soon as... It's kind of unbelievable, cause the whole thing how it is right now. Cause when Jung Ho Gung came to the team, you know, he looked like, you know, a nice asset. And now you know he's not even on the team. Like it's really crazy where they're at. I remember they were saying how they're gonna have the best outfield in baseball with Marte, Polanco, McCutchen. It really is astronomical where they are. Everything has gone to hell. They don't have pitching, which, I mean, a couple of years ago they had a decent rotation. You at least had people. Now you don't even want to know who they're sending out the mound.
Well, they got Ty on his side. He got that problem, and then they got. I think Cole and Nistova. They're shocking me. They're doing pretty well, but the Cole yesterday he did pretty good, but. How consistent it'll be, but when you continually put John Jaso in the outfield, it's batting 179. I don't get that. It's not Little League. We don't have to play everybody, okay? We don't have to give everybody four innings, and Hurdle insists on putting this guy in. I don't know why, but he does. I just can't understand it. Guy's hitting 179, one home run or two, and it's just, every day he's in the lineup. He's in, and then they take their power hitter out in the seventh and put Jaso on first. Bell, they take Bell out. I don't get it.
No, that doesn't,
I don't understand.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, I'm no manager or nothing, never was, but, you know, I would keep my best player, my best hitter, my home run hitter, in the game and take Jaso out and somebody else in right field. Come on.
Yeah, that would be like,
like
the Red Sox or like a team like that putting out that'd be like the Nationals putting out Bryce Harper and be like, hey, it's the seventh inning, you know, everyone has to play. Go take a seat. Like, it doesn't make sense. Especially with their pitching staff, because you never know when they're going to give up the four runs and the eighth inning, or, you know, because you said they're pulling them in the seventh, you know, when they have a bad eighth inning, and now the game's tied, and you need to run another run, it doesn't make sense, but, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Hurdle's managed, you know, with what they've given him and what he's done over the years, I can't knock him, but, like, this one, it's a head-scratcher. But over the years, I give him credit for what he's done, but this one, I don't agree. I'm with you. I'm like, why is Jaso? If you're not doing well, you should get there. You know, it's not rocket science.
Right.
And he's,
won't
and
give
he's
that other kid a shot. Finally playing Frazier, but he won't play the other kid. The I can't remember the guy's name, but he's a rookie and he's hit a couple home runs. He looks pretty good. If they ever give him a chance to play, I think he can, you know, produce more than Jaso has, because Jaso's a proven commodity of nothing.
a full career of below average baseball, but I mean,
yeah, I can't remember what the hell's the guy's name, Juan or who, I can't remember his name. They just brought him up this year. Now they're bringing this other kid, Danny Garcia. They're giving him some spot duty time, but I just don't know how Jason's in the lineup every day batting 179. Then they take Bell out in the seventh and put Jason on first. Come on. Jesus. Leave Bell play. Leave him in there. He's not doing that bad on first base.
Well, because, too, remember last year was, oh, they didn't want to play him because of the first base. But, like you said, they let Pedro Alvarez mess around and throw balls into the stands. But there was someone else.
Right.
To let him hit throw the ball from third to first, and that ball would be anywhere. You never knew where
right.
it was going. They'd give him
right.
night and day, like, and when they brought him up, like, it was some big deal. That, you know, like, they got the next third baseman of the century, and he's not, like you said, he's
yeah.
in the minor league.
Yeah.
But they give him chance
right.
after chance after chance after chance. But someone else that might actually do something, might turn into something. No, no. We don't want to. You know, we don't want
yeah.
to do too well because then we'll trade them.
I don't get it. Well, Dusty, I got another caller here. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no problem.
And I appreciate
it. Was fun
it.
Talking. Fun
All
talking
right.
to you
I'll
and Floyd. Enjoy the rest of the
All
show.
All right, buddy.
Hold on.
Bye. That was Dustin. We got another call here. Let's get it on. This, we got Weird Dog on the phone.
You have the Rumble God, man.
What's that?
I said, you're ready to rumble, God, man. Let's do it.
Step it.
Hey, I got
to
tell you,
what do you got?
I got a couple of great things here. All about the Pirates. Great article on SB Nation. But one thing I did want to point out, God, man, that doesn't make sense to me before I dig deep and even deeper into the problems of the Buccos. This whole JSO thing, okay? You got to get
yeah.
the guys under contract for one more. This is it. You know, he got them for a year. Why the hell aren't you trying to give your guys, you know, like Bell, more reps and all that? You know, JSO should be nothing more than a utility and a guy that comes in when someone's hurt. You know, you're trying to develop a ball club here. Yeah.
Like Dustin said, they gave that Pedro Alvarez every chance in the world. You know, come on.
Yeah.
This guy, they take Bell out. He's your power hitter. He's had, what, 10 home runs. They take him out in the seventh inning and put JSO on first. I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And, this is a guy who's not going to be with this franchise. Yeah, so
no.
Why the hell would you continue to do the same thing over and over again? Doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, Godman, I wanted to dig a little deep into this SB Nation article. I thought it was great. And what the guy basically says is he's talking about the woes of a couple teams, you know, in particular about, like, the Giants, let's see, Blue Jays, you know, a couple of the teams that had some woes. But he said nothing more. There's no other bigger sob story right now in Major League Baseball than the Pittsburgh Pirates. You got Taillon, who just underwent surgery for testicular cancer. You got Kang. He can't get out of South Korea. I don't think ever. You got Marte busted. You know, and then you
sure.
got McCutchen, who said he was, you know, for almost a decade, you enjoyed watching him play baseball. And now he's apparently awful. So he goes on to talk about, you know, some of the things, because right now there's rumors that are being circulated that the Houston Astros are way more interested in Gerrit Cole now more than ever since. You know, they're really trying to make a run at the series. So they say Taillon would have to regain his strength. Marte would need to prove his talent wasn't created in a test tube. I was hoping Marte was getting busted. Well, I'm glad he wasn't busted being on brain pills. I'm glad it was more this than that. So I would have been worried about that. Glasnow will need to find his control. They say Bell and Frazier will need to turn hot starts and turn their career into something. Austin Meadows will have to develop. Nova and Cole or Mitch Keller will have to step up and become a legitimate starter. You know, and that's not to mention, McCutchen trying to regain this renaissance. And you know, I think you can pretty much write Kang off for a couple of years. But what do you think about those points there?
Well, here's what I think. McCutchen's out of here in July, if anybody wants him. Cole is out of here maybe next week.
Yeah.
like I said, Frazier kid, I told you I liked him before. I think he's legit. If they play the kid, he may develop. Okay? But he's never going to develop as long as John Jaso is in the goddamn lineup. Kid can hit, okay? He can hit. Jaso can hit. He stinks. What's he doing on the team? He stinks. He comes in and plays left field, okay, or right field. Now, Bell, this kid's legit. I think his Frazier kid's legit. I think Cervelli, he's a below average catcher, catch whatever, average, below average. He's nothing great. Freeze is over the hill. You got Harrison, he's elder scouter. What's his name? Mercer couldn't hit his, he can't hit his weight.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, you got a team here, and you got that Martez as dumb as a rock. I'd get rid of him, too. I'd get rid of him, cut, and that Polanco, Jesus, now he's hurt again. I see a team in disarrayment, total disarrayment.
I got to tell you guys, man, I would like to, personally, because I don't think these guys in the current form that they're in and even moving forward a little bit, I don't think these guys have a prayer in hell to get out of last place, number one. I would like to see them do something like the Cubs did right before the Cubs got good, where the Cubs just basically started offloading. You know, they were trying to build a team around Castro, and they just got rid of him. Got rid of a bunch of other people, brought up the youth, let these guys actually get some reps and play. They become super competitive. You're young, you're hungry, you want to stay in the league, and they built a team around it.
But see, I would say
get there if you're playing Jaso.
I would say keep Cole but they're not going to pay him. So
no,
Pirates are not going to pay Cole. They didn't want to pay him $500,000 last year He got PO'd about, but they're not going to pay any guys, so they might as well get rid of them. In fact, they might as well get rid of the goddamn team because of the teams. They might as well sell the goddamn thing because they're never going to win. Never going to win here.
No.
Never.
Okay, no,
it's true.
I can tell you that.
What do you say, Floyd? Floyd said he don't give a shit just so they got Permane's down there. That's all he cares about.
That in Iron City,
I like the Permane sandwich with Iron City beer.
Yeah, I know that. Wipe the goddamn desk off, too, when you're done. All right. Over there and slap you in the ear. Yeah. He gave me the finger over there.
That's typical Floyd.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Will Dog.
No, I agree, Godman. I think, you're not going to pay anybody. Neil Huntington was given some lip service I read earlier today about how he's really going to leverage that freed up money that they got from Marte being suspended and Kang being, not able to get a visa to come over and play ball to really utilize that at the All-Star break to really make some impactful trades here, put that money to work.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how he intends to do that.
Oh, well, here's how he's going to utilize it. Did you ever hear of Seven Springs?
Exactly. I was up there last week. It's nice.
Yeah, Floyd said he was up there a couple weeks ago. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I get those messages. I think the Pirates are I think right now you can get the 20 games worth of tickets for like about $20 right now. So they're doing everything they can to, get anybody down there to watch that stench.
Floyd said he got a new pair of skis too. Okay. I hear you. Maybe you and Will Dog can go skiing up there in the winter.
Yeah, I'm coming to Columbus. Tell Will Dog.
Oh, you heard him. Hey, you got any words for Merv? He's waiting on hold here. I'm going to put him on
you
in 2 seconds. You got a word for Murph?
Now, let me tell you something. Now that I know he's on the phone, I'm on the move. So, you know, it's time to pack up and head to my next location. You know, so I hear you know, I've heard the dogs barking. I've seen the searchlights, but you know, I'm still aiding and abetting, man. I'm out. I'm going.
Get out of here,
dog.
Get out of here.
I'm out of here. Thanks for the call, right, man. I gotta run. All right.
There goes Will Dog. That Will Dog's on the run again, brother. Hey, guy, we got another call coming up here. Let's see. Go ahead, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up there, Gosman?
Hey, you heard a Will Dog?
What's up there, Gosman? I heard him. Hey, he's not getting away. We got him. We got him surrounded. We got him surrounded. Yeah, I'll tell you what, they got him surrounded now. Those ATF agents, they'll get him this time. He was on the phone too long this time. They had they triangulated on his whereabouts there. They got him now.
He got underground tunnels all over Columbus.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy's slick, man.
He's slick. Hey, well, tell him that I'm still waiting on that beer, man. I'm parched. I'm really parched.
Hey, Marv, I'm still waiting on it, too.
Are you waiting? Is Floyd waiting on it, too?
He's still waiting.
Jesus, Wiz, I'll tell you what. Well, at least I have company.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was listening to the two calls, Dustin and Will Dog. One guy's at least a little bit positive. Will Dog, I'll tell you what, he's given up on the Pirates. So have you. I don't know.
Hey, I watch him every day.
We're very valid. I know. Well, we don't get him down here. But why don't they play this Adam Frazier more? Every time I look at him, he's in the lineup. He gets two or three hits. He's batting like 370 now. That's not good enough or what?
That's his problem. He's hitting too good.
That's what it is, yeah.
This Hurdle, he's something else, man, I'll tell you. I think he thinks he's got Little League. Everybody got to play two innings, you know?
I don't know. I was very high on him when he first came over, and I thought he was doing a great job, but Jesus, willikers. Like you said, this J-So bat, what's he batting, 176?
He's in the lineup every night.
That's unbelievable.
Then they take Bell. Bell's hitting pretty decent. He's one of your home run threats. Takes him out in the seventh inning. Puts Jason on first.
What the hell happened to McCutcheon? He's only batting .211.
He's bad. He's poor happy too. He wants to pull everything.
Yeah.
Very
Harrison,
poor happy.
You know, Harrison hasn't really done much since he came back from his injury a year ago. You know, I thought he was going to come back and just light him up. And like you say, Chang, he's over there in some. He's up in North Korea now. I think they got him up there.
He's in the salt mines up there with.
Yeah, well, I thought I saw him standing behind. Who's the dictator there? Kim. I thought I saw him up on the podium with him. I wasn't sure.
I think
that
guy Wan Hung Lo up there.
Well, yeah, Wan Hung Lo. That's right. There he is. That's the cousin.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'll tell you what.
Are you ready to do your live podcast from down here in a couple weeks?
Oh, sure. We're gonna go coast to coast.
I know. We'll have it live down there from the beach pub.
Yep.
But
Floyd wants to come down too, but we got a man to phone up here.
No, we'll tell Floyd's welcome, and we'll put him up there in a lanai. You know, if he's that messy, for Christ's sake, he can sit out, he can sleep outside. Him and Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Him and Frank. Frank don't want to sleep outside with Floyd. Oh, Jesus Christ. Guy's messy. You see my desk cover. He got all kind of shit all over
it. I believe it. I believe it. I'll tell you what. I hear he's got ketchup everywhere this week.
Hey, Mark, can I jet ski?
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can. You come down, you have short arms like Liz?
They're a little longer than Liz's.
They're a little longer than Liz's, yeah. I can't get up. My arms are too short. Well,
you're
tell Liz I got a pole put up downstairs. We're ready for her now.
Yeah, she heard. She heard.
That's right. We're ready. We got her going. Linda's getting her Linda's getting her cheerleading outfit out of the cleaner. She'll be ready too.
Hey, did you watch the hockey game?
Huh? Yeah, I did. Well, I turned it on right at the end. I thought it was going to be on the evening. That's how much I know. I turned it on about 3 minutes ago. 7-0. Jesus, Willikers, what happened? I mean,
save some goals for tomorrow.
What a turnaround in one game! I turned it on only the other day, and they scored 3 goals in about 2 minutes against them.
Yeah, I know.
I think Fleury shot his wad. He's done now, I think.
Well, they got that Murray. That kid's good.
You know, Fleury did well, but he's. I think this guy. I think they had to get rid of Fleury now. I think he's done.
Yeah, he's gone.
Go with the youth.
Hey,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring you down.
So absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll bring down some Permanis.
Yeah, too. That'd be good. There's a Permanis up in Tampa, isn't there, Linda? I think there's one up there, and there's one in Fort Lauderdale I know of, but that's a little too far. So I tell Floyd, bring the sandwiches.
I think he's going to bring a sandwich for Peaches.
Yeah, Peaches needs a sandwich.
What do you got for the – you think the Penguins are going to win the series or what?
I think they're going to win it, yeah, because I don't think Ottawa's going to beat them 2 in a row. I'd like to see them end it next game, you know, just so they get some rest. But I disagree with Austin. I think, you know, not that they're going to come back. Ottawa's going to come back steamrolling. I think they're on their heels. Like, what the hell happened? You know, if the Penguins jump on them early, I think it'll be over.
Yeah, but, go up two goals real quick, kill them right there.
Yeah, I think
it'll be a tough game, though.
You get the fans against you. You score a couple goals quick, you get the fans out of the game, and then they're.
Right.
You'll be doing good.
Well, if you play like you did the other day, you should have a good chance of winning. So.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Steelers? Yep. They're about ready to start here pretty soon, aren't they?
OTA starting tomorrow.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
I saw the video of Harrison pushing that sled. Did you see him doing the sit-ups with the 600 some pounds on his stomach?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Unbelievable. Guys, he's an animal.
Oh, he's unbelievable. He's
unbelievable. I know he is. Yep.
Can you imagine seeing
that? He's a bad
dude, man. I have to go against him?
You wouldn't last 2 seconds.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, Merv, I got about a minute here left. And anything you
want
to say to the people?
Well, I just want to say that, Will Dogg, you're a big disappointment. That's all I can tell you. I keep hearing about I'm gonna get some beer. I'm gonna get some beer. It never happens. Never happens.
Well, that's the way Will Dogg rolls. You know, he promises shit and breaks everybody's heart.
That's right. All those poor women he's left in the way there. Jesus whiz, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hey,
all right, well,
you're lucky. You get a six pack off this guy, considered gold.
Yeah.
Believe me,
I sure will.
Let alone a beer. I mean, come on.
All right.
Well, I got about 30 seconds, brother, and
I'll talk to you.
Thanks for the call.
I'll call you next week, and then we're ready to do the podcast down here.
Yeah, we'll get it all set up, cameras and everything.
All right, good enough, brother. Tell Floyd he's welcome.
All right. There goes Merv.
See you.
All right. And there goes Merv, and the show is almost over. And now we got about 15 seconds. Remind everybody, next Monday, all around the world, broadcasting God's Talk Radio. Next Monday, 5:30. Give me a call.